Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle could make a move for Fabian Ruiz this summer after already being turned down by the player last month. The Magpies did sign one central midfield player in January in the form of Bruno Guimarães. The Brazilian was ultimately the marquee addition for Eddie Howe. Fans are buzzing to see what he can bring to the club so far. He's only made a couple of late cameo appearances against Everton and Aston Villa. Interestingly, Newcastle though supposedly tried to land another silky midfielder during the winter window. Apparently the club wanted Spain into international Ruiz from Napoli, but it was seemingly a non-starter despite the fact the player is out of contract next summer. Talks over a potential extension have stalled, meaning Napoli president Aurelio De Laurentiis will be forced to listen to offers in the upcoming window. Arsenal and Man United are also watching this situation, but Newcastle could go back in for Ruiz, but it seems to move to St James's Park would be unlikely. Meanwhile, Bartłomiej Drągowski looks set to leave Fiorentina, with Premier League duo West Ham and Newcastle eyeing up the Serie A shotstopper. Come the summer, Drągowski will have just 12 months left on his La Viola contract, and with talks over an extension hitting the buffers, it makes sense for Fiorentina to cash in now, while they can still command a sizeable transfer fee, rather than risk losing the Poland international for absolutely nothing in 2023. According to reports, West Ham and Newcastle are said to be the two clubs that are ready to battle it out for Drągowski's signature. And finally, Amanda Staveley, the financier who helped broker the takeover of Newcastle, has hit back in a bitter legal battle with billionaire Mike Ashley. In court papers, Staveley described some of the claims against her as embarrassing and irrelevant in a fierce defence against the sports director founder and retail tycoon. Ashley is suing her and her husband Mejlad Gurdusi through his firm St James's Holdings for allegedly making highly critical public statements about his tenure as Newcastle owner. That's all for now. We'll have more later.